What's happening, AfterBuzzers? We are back with another installment of the American Grid After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. That's right, we're talking Season 2, Episode 7, Role Reversal. So stick around, because you're not going to want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There we go.
You did.
You got it. That's right, guys. It's the American Grid After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Black women here are talking for y'all.
We're switching things around a little bit. I'm manning the host position right here. My name is Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. To my left, of course,
Yvette. But my voice is a little.
She's, you know what?
I'm going through puberty, so
a little hoarse. It's fine.
You know, so it's going to be a very interesting voice. But you guys can always find me at Sports and Sass with 3 S's on Twitter and with 2 on Instagram. And to my left, I got my girl TK.
Get it?
Hey y'all, my name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. We are in the final thrills of my birth season. It's going to be so amazing. I have parties going on, and I'm going to be in Toronto. It's going to be amazing. And also, I still have the charity event for the Boys and Girls Club for Canada and America. So go into my Twitter and all that good stuff and donate. And to my left.
That's right. Our boy.
Yeah.
Get it. Get it. That's right. That's right. He said at the Poet Saint on Twitter.
At the what?
At the Poet Saint. That's what it is, right? Lem Gonzalez. Lem Gonzalez, he's feeling a little shy today. It's fine. We're going to throw to him. We're going to throw to him occasionally. That's why I'm taking over the lead host position tonight. He's feeling not well. So we'll throw to him occasionally. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about episode 7, role reversal. What did y'all think?
Lem, what did you think?
We'll throw it to him. We'll get there.
You go first. Let me.
Well, you're not going to talk. You might as well show the girls. Stop, like, hiding it with the hair. I mean, you can't have them peaked up like that. What's wrong with you? Just, you know, jeez.
Try to set it straight.
There you go. And then move the hair out so people can get it. There you go.
There we go.
See, okay. I'm helping y'all out. So, I really like.
Stop looking at me, Lamb.
Lem's wild right now.
I really liked the show. The show was really good. I was really afraid that Chloe was going to go home.
Oh my God, right? Exactly. So yeah, we'll jump around a little bit, but basically now that Chloe's down to a one-person team, if she doesn't win the immunity challenge, Allison automatically goes into the elimination challenge, and that means if she loses, Chloe has to ring out too.
Oh my gosh, she said something.
I don't think Allison is like down for the team.
Oh my God.
She's not down for the cause.
Are you talking about at the very beginning of the episode?
Of the challenge. I texted Chloe too when she said it. I'm like, really? Oh, she said, so Allison said... how do you want to be motivated? And Chloe said, silence. I was dying. I said, Chloe, really? But I loved it. She's like, send back, LOL.
And it was without even missing a beat, too. Yeah. The second, yeah. What motivates you? Silence.
Yeah. And it was the look, too, like, silence, like, bitch.
Yeah, like, yeah. Shut up.
Don't.
Like, why'd you even ask? Why are you pretending? Like, why are you pretending to like me? Like, I'm going to go get you some buttermilk.
Oh, my gosh. Okay? It was so good.
And at the top of the episode, Allison had that line. She's like, she's talking about, you know, she's ruminating on the elimination challenge. She's like, I should have gone to that. I mean, it's not your fault that you get sick, but I still feel guilty. And you can just hear the kind of collective eye roll when that happens.
It was just, I get it. I think... when you are in any type of competition growing up, mm-hmm. or any form of military, you are in a different set from somebody who's just a regular person.
Right.
Meaning that your mentality is different. Like, yeah, everybody comes with their set of problems and stuff like that. But on the core sense, as far as getting it done and not having excuses, like, to me, the athletes that I know and the people that are, you know, in the forces now or who are police officers or whatever, mm-hmm. like, they just get it done. Like, that's just such a, like, lame cop-out. And for you to make up that excuse, well, you know, I was just... Really? Like... ranch. Right. Like, you could even have, like, you could even do, like, a sandwich with, like, the hidden cheese in it. Yeah, like you at could least, even, like... At least make it, like... It's just kind of like when people ask me to cover their shifts. Like, do you want to go to a birthday party? Like, you can even... You don't even feel like, any ways for me to make up something where I feel like I could take your shift?
Or just be straight up honest. Like, hey, you know what? I want to go to my cousin's birthday party. Cover my shift.
Yeah. And I mean,
hey, I don't want to go into the elimination, so can you go for me or else I'm going to go make myself sick with some buttermilk ranch.
I got to say, though, that's some commitment to literally physically make yourself sick instead of just pretending.
That's really that's crazy.
That's not a good commitment.
That's crazy.
That's commitment to that text.
That's crazy. Like, imagine if you were married to that woman.
Lem, how do you feel if you were married?
How do you...
Just commitment.
He's committed to not talking.
He's feeling quiet. We'll get it out of him later on. We'll, you know...
Actually, Lem did. I think Lem has a message for us.
Oh, does he
really? Oh, does he?
Yes. It would be our guest. We may have found him.
Did we find him?
I don't know. Let's see.
Oh, I forgot there's a live chat.
Nope. False alarm, guys.
All right. So,
I can't with you guys.
Now, we have all of this kind of equipment sort of collected, you know, in one place. No one really knows what it's for. There's buckets of rocks. There's bins full of water balloons. That leads to it's fun.
I would love to have buckets of rocks and water balloons.
Sure.
Sounds like fun. So, I would have expected... the best thing to come out of it.
I'll tell you what. I am so glad they didn't pick me for the show because I would have went home. One, the suspense.
You would have strangled Allison.
Well, that. But one, the suspense of not knowing. Mm-hmm. Like, at least last year you knew it was some physical challenge. And you knew at the end of that challenge you had to go through, like, the whole thing and step on the thing and climb through the rope and you have to beat a time. Like, I can do that. I can't do not knowing what's going to happen, and you know every week or every couple of days something else of not knowing is going to happen, and then you can't rely on something that's your strength.
Right.
So it's just like, that would have definitely been like the end of me. I'm like, I'm you know what, I'm like, just let me just ring the bell now. Like, I can't.
I'd be like, can I get an itinerary of what we're going to be doing? Just
run down exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, because let me know. When I was running track, I was like, I'd rather know what the pain is. Like, tell me what the workout is so I know, like, I'm still going to show up. Like, I was never that person like, we're doing 400, so I'm not coming. Like, I wasn't that person. I was just like, all right, this is going to hurt.
Just want to be prepared. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So mentally prepare. Let me do it. Let me get ready.
Sure.
I'll go through it and complain afterwards.
Exactly. When you're home. So we got some bonding, you know, got some bonding over some water balloons. Of course, we got some, you know, bonding between Carl and Grady. Of course. Just a little bit. But what's that fit?
You know, I think she's.
What do you think? Because we haven't.
We're just gonna be like.
We haven't heard a lot from that kind of story in a little while.
Man, if they get together, she's gonna be the one running the show all day, and he might like it.
It's gonna be in a jar. God That's damn. All I'm saying.
God damn.
Balls in a jar. Jesus. Challenge, get the balls.
No.
I thought you meant like, it's just like when she's ready, she just breaks glass like, hey, Grady, I'm ready.
Oh, I'd be like, okay, I'm ready to go. Bye.
Now, Chris, meanwhile, is kind of learning how to be more of a leader from Bert.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Him with George.
That was awesome. That whole montage was dope. Chris is my boy. I love that guy.
I can't. And Richard with the working out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Made that log.
That log. He can't pick up the log, so he picks up the stick. And the thing is, I think he has football practice, like football
practice. He was a football player.
Which is very.
I mean, I don't want to be rude, but is it like, is it real? Well, be because, rude. Like, you know, like, you don't lose that. Like, you don't lose that.
No, you don't.
After, and I think he played, did he play at a collegiate level?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
because I mean, even if you played for high school, I know football players who only played in high school and they still have.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on what high school. That's a whole.
True. That's true.
Because here's my pet peeve. I hate when I tell people like I ran pro and they're like, yeah, I ran in elementary. Like, nah, dog.
No.
No.
Clearly the
nothing
same
counts
thing.
Until like after high school, depending what high school.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like you can with the rest of the folks at the all in elementary school talk about your elementary school days. But if I've told you I ran pro, don't come at me.
Nope.
Don't.
You know it's not the same thing.
It's just like you saying you have a kid. And it's like, yeah, my dog. Like, yeah, it's like, oh, I have a kid to take care of. I'm like, oh, yeah, I gotta go home to my dog.
Yeah.
Like, gotta feed him. I'm thinking it, but I don't do it out of respect of that's a kid. Like, I get it. So don't, just in case you don't know.
Absolutely.
It's like me telling you, yeah, I used to wrestle when I was five. I jumped off the bunk. It was awesome. And you're like, no, bitch.
Right. Exactly. So we get a repeat appearance of the wall from last week's challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly different. Yeah. Little bit different. This time around, it's going to be the cadre representing their own teams.
And they're holding top.
They're holding, above their heads. Yeah, above the head. Right, exactly. What do you guys think would be more challenging of those two?
Above.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it depends.
Well, I don't know, because if you lock out like this, there's not as much pressure. But I know she's probably going to laugh. But when I was a cheerleader, and they would make you lock out your arms above you for over 5 minutes, that was just brutal.
Interesting.
I could not. Like, I just can't. Like, But then again, I can't even do a pull-up to save my life. So, no. Like, if the fate of the world relied on me doing a pull-up, I'd be like, yo.
Pull-ups are hard as hell.
You're not going to be on my team when the zombies attack. But if you hold up.
No, but I have really good tactics. So you might want me on.
Strategy.
I don't know.
Strategy. And I had a dream with them the other night.
Oh, no.
So, Lev. So what you do, like, I feel like if you're holding from the top, you can, like, engage your back.
Okay.
The bigger part. Whereas your shoulder, and that would hold on because it's a bigger muscle. I feel like if you're holding down, the smaller muscles are going to give up. Now you're going to rely on your shoulders. As you see, like, some of the guys from last week, their shoulders started coming up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It all seems terrible. And I wonder, because remember, who was on? Scarlett and Janessa was on last week, and they're saying that it was slicked.
Right.
So I'm wondering if there's the same type of, like, slipperiness on this week's show.
I was wondering about that. Yeah. For some reason, I feel like it was more legit this week.
Yeah, I feel like there wasn't no Crisco.
I feel like, they would do that to the contestants.
They would do it to the contestants, not the cadre.
I don't know.
Didn't sign up for no cooking oil.
Well, I mean, if I didn't know our guest wasn't coming, I would have hit up Chloe.
I know, right.
You know.
Get some more.
We tried. That's why I was like, well,
behind the scenes. I know.
Lem.
I know.
He gave us the same thing.
It's all right.
What are you talking about? Lem is right here.
He's so MIA. He's like spacing
texts
out.
He's sending texts from there. He's so quiet. I know.
Damn, Lem. You went from hosting. Now you're not even saying anything. Jeez.
Ghosting
now,
us.
Now, you know, we get the cadre. We get Burke, Chloe, Grady, Ricky, all hanging on to these pegs.
Right.
Burke, of all people, is the first one out.
Well, Ricky was excited.
Right.
Because she had that CrossFit background.
Got this
lot. She's like, what did she say, 300 pounds over her in a snatch?
Yeah.
Something crazy. That's pretty impressive. Because she's probably a buck 10.
Yeah.
That's a lot of technique and a lot of weight. So kudos to her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
But Burke's a big boy.
Burke's, exactly.
He's a big boy. Yeah. You know, he's not little.
Right.
And he's not, I mean, he's in great shape, obviously. Right. We know that. But he's not, like, leaner. He just,
right.
If The Rock was holding himself.
Oh.
He could probably do it for hours.
I would hold The Rock up for hours.
I'd hold him down.
Jesus Christ. Moving on.
I feel with Burke, it's kind of like, I wonder what went through his mind. He's like, man, I've saved lives. I've protected America. Like, this... Like, this means nothing to me. So he's like, F it. I'm out.
Right.
Or was he frustrated the fact that he's done all those things and he can't hold on. So I don't know. I would love to have heard his, you know, his, what he thought about it in the end of it. Because it feels like he's very passionate about stuff. So I wonder if he took these challenges to heart, or some of these are like this is for common people.
Right. And you never know. Yeah, it could be something he's super passionate, or it could be one of those things where he just kind of pushes it all down.
Right.
Like, nope.
I'm
nope,
out.
Nope.
Yeah.
Should have yelled America.
So Burke's out first. Next up is Chloe. Mm-hmm. Now, the contortions that Ricky was going through to hang on.
Which is impressive.
That was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, That, I, first of all, I wasn't sure if all of that was allowed, but she, but I guess as long as you keep your hands on the
yeah, thing, as long as you kept them on,
you're fine. But man, I felt so bad, just like
why
arching. It's you know that feeling of just like right there that he could, but then again, Grady was just like motionless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the one thing that I noticed is everyone else was struggling a lot, had a right. lot of trouble.
Well, yeah, like they always tell you, don't fidget.
Yeah.
Like, right. The more you fidget, right. the more you're going to lose your concentration. Then you're going to focus on the yeah. pain. Then you're going to focus on this. So it's like, yeah. that's why I think the green team has done so well, because he's always like, just focus, lock in.
Right.
So if they're doing it, he's going to do it. And they're going to keep, you know, excelling compared to everyone else. It's like, okay, find it, stop.
Right. And it's okay, exactly what Herman did in that same challenge. Just kind of zenned out and like just got lost in it.
I think what he did, I honestly think he locked in his, like, you know how you're doing like a lat pull down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he locked in his back muscles until they could no longer hold out.
Right.
Which still held out more than everybody else, and then it went into his shoulders. But by the time it went into his shoulders, Ricky's struggling. Mm-hmm. So he needed to just, that's what I'm thinking. Like, that's what it seemed like. It's like he just engaged everything and just like, all right, cool.
Right.
Until it could engage no more, which is
the
smart
thing to do.
And then,
when you lock out and engage everything, it doesn't, people would think that it's going to be harder, but it's not. It takes a lot of tension off of you.
You're engaging the right muscles, which is like if you're doing a plank, the same type
exactly.
of thing. Yeah.
Right. So eventually, Grady's the sole survivor, which, of course, Green Team's
what is up with
the Green Survivor song? Now I thought that maybe next week.
But what is up with the Green Team? Last year it was the Green Team. This year it's the Green
Always
Team.
Always the Green. Always Green.
Represents money.
Hulk smash.
That's what it is. Exactly. So we know that because of Carla's decision in last week's challenge, she's completely safe, right? So that means Richard's automatically in. Of course, Allison's the only one left on Chloe's team, so she's automatically in. So that means that Green Team only has to pick someone from Burke's team, which of course is prolonging that whole rivalry between Burke and Grady.
Yeah.
But who did you guys think was going in? Who did you think they were going to pick?
I thought they were going to convince, oh my gosh, I forgot his name.
Chris?
Mike.
The Zen guy. Mike.
Herman.
Thought they were going to convince Herman to turn his back on George.
Oh, man.
Like, I thought they were talking about George, but then it would have been, like, an epic twist. Like, nah, we want him out, because at the end of the day, they're right. Like, even though technically they're a team, it's only one person that's going to get the money.
Right, exactly. Right. It doesn't matter what team he used to be on.
And I know a lot of them were like, oh, it's teamwork, and I understand that. I get it.
Right.
But at the end of the day, all of them are worried about themselves.
Right.
And when, you know, it's not like, hey, your whole team wins, you all get the money.
Right.
It's, hey, you're on this team, you got to make it to the finals, and then it's, you got to start stepping all over everyone to get there. And that's just, that's natural human nature.
Sure.
You know, you do as much as you can for the team, but if it's you and someone else, you're not going to be like, oh, well, she really needs the money.
Right.
You know, like, I've been here, I've pushed you this. No, like, so, I mean, if anything, what they're thinking of is, what is it going to say about me if I do this? Or if I do this about what is it going to say about my character?
Right.
That's what they're worried about.
Right.
People's perception of them, not how they get to the finish line.
Right. Well, I also think, too, that they spent so much time, like, the stuff that we see on TV is not even like a quarter of it.
Oh, yeah.
So they spent so much time. And when you spend that amount of time with the individual and there's no one else for distractions or whatever, then you're going to get close to these people. So I kind of see how you would form a team, because now you have that bond. But on the flip side, it's again, like, you know, I almost feel like, I wonder if you can go in with like affirmations, or I wonder if they check your bags when you go into competitions like that. Because I think what I would do is, like, you know, have, you know, if you can't have pictures, fine, but have some type of written, like, hey, this is a game. This is not
right.
this is not like real life. Like, remember that you're playing for this.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if they're allowed stuff like that.
Interesting. I imagine so.
I would, but... yeah, because I would be that type of person too. I'd have something with me that's like,
yeah,
this is what you're here for. Yeah. This is what it is. You're going to experience this.
Speaking of which, did you guys notice that Melanie's name was written on Herman's hand at one point during one of these segments?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. At one point, he's talking to someone and he brings his hand up to his face and you can see Melanie's written on the back of his hand.
You need to write Johnson.
There you go.
You know what? If he weren't with child and girlfriend, I would be a little bit more aggressive.
Proactive.
But given the fact, like, you know, there's that respect era. Because, you know, I feel like eventually I'm going to be married to somebody in that stature. So I feel like I don't want that karma. Thing,
of course,
you know.
Of course, of course. Know,
like, I don't mind women talking about how I talk about him from afar.
Right, from afar. Yeah, like, we're not gonna do anything.
Well,
depends.
Depends. It really does.
Well, I mean.
I might scream like a little bitch.
I might cry.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very. I out of everybody in the world, I don't like everybody else. Like, yeah, okay, whatever. Beyonce, oh, cool. Like, I remember telling, cool. Like, everybody else, but I don't know exactly. Like, am I gonna be like, oh shit, this is The Rock, or like, oh, like I've been talking about you for years. Where have you been? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know how you would. That happened to me once.
Keep coming back to The Rock.
Happened to me once.
Nothing to do with
it. And it happened with Andre Ethier.
Who?
Andre. Okay. He plays for the Dodgers.
Oh,
okay. I was always in love with him. Thought he's an amazing player. Right? I'm there in the dugout. Have everything dressed up. Got my mic. Got my camera.
Uh-huh.
Starts walking, and my brother's like. Because my brother was doing the camera. He's like, go talk to him. And I was just sitting there like... And he's like, you know they can't say no. You got to press that right. song. Like, go talk to him. I was like...
See, there's something about a man who's an athlete that just the muscle, the height, the muscles, the work ethic, you know, that he's put into it that you know, like, if you were the girl, the work ethic that he would put into you... It's just an amazing thing.
Fifty Shades of Grey.
It's just kind of that, God. You know.
speaking of the commitment and the energy,
feels the same way.
This is where we get all of those training montages. We get Richard flipping the logs. We get, of course, George teaching Chris how to box. All sorts of stuff all over the place. Richard, of course, I guess along these same lines, Richard says, like, it's like a blind man at an orgy. Gonna have to feel things out.
That was a good one.
That was a good line.
Here we go.
Marie Antoinette says she'd do the same thing. She feels the same way about John Cena.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I met John Cena.
Yeah?
I was starstruck by LA. I told my brother to go get his autograph for me.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't necessarily feel... I don't know.
I would feel intimidated. Yeah. I think that's what I felt because he was like... He was trying to talk to me and I was like...
Yeah.
I was like, is he going to eat me? Is he going to like hit me? Is he going to hug me? Like, I don't know. Then my brother's like... Yo, she's like in love with you, right. And he's like, "Hey," and I was like,
yeah,
you know, and then like he signed in.
Yeah, I don't know how it. And you know what? I did see him backstage, and I wasn't into wrestling as I am now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, but who's that dude in the briefs? Like, who is he? So, yeah.
How do they stay?
I'm telling you, right?
I can't even
jock straps or something.
I can't even go on a wave. I go in a wave, like, one boob's this way.
I know.
Bottom's coming off. I'm like...
But, you know, power to football players and tights and wrestlers and Speedos and well-shaped men who work out. It's a beautiful thing.
Baseball pants.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Lem, what are your thoughts? That's exactly.
Yeah. He just likes girls in heels.
Oh.
That works,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well,
muscular men in heels for Lem. That's what I just heard him say.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I could see why.
Yeah, I could see it.
I feel like we're gonna get a lot of mileage out of this one because this is a big episode for Chris. Obviously,
yes.
You know, we saw him boxing with George, and we saw him learning how to be a leader with Berg. We also, though, saw him telling Allison exactly what everyone thought of her and how everyone thought she was being manipulative, and you know, the whole. The now infamous ranch incident.
Ranchgate.
Ranchgate. What did you guys think of Chris kind of telling her everything?
I see where he's coming from because I've been in that position before where I'm like, look, people are saying stuff about you and you might be losing your job, so I'm just letting you know because we have a relationship. But in a situation like that where, I kind of see where it's hard for him because he doesn't see her as everybody else sees her.
Right. He's giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, like, I can see where he's coming from. But on the flip side, I think you have to determine who your alliances are, especially in an environment like that, and say, well, do you want her to be your alliance or do you want these people to be your alliance? Because who's going to look out for you? And I think he just is not used to that type of world.
Right. So, and I think it's kind of like what Herman said later on, you know, obviously his intentions were good, but there is something to be said for tact and being tactful and knowing what to say.
And that's what I was going to say. It's like, you know, it's like she said, he was coming from a good point.
Sure.
And from a good, you know, he was, I'm sure he was coming from a good place. But at the same time, it's like, we're sneaky.
Right.
Humans are sneaky, so we know when to say something, plant that seed, and then it's going to, like, out of nowhere.
Right.
So I think he knew what he was doing.
Right.
So he was just trying to, like, mess with her, but he's so innocent that he'd be like, oh, well, wait, I didn't mean it like that. Way. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, I feel, I don't know, because now that you say that, I feel like if you're going to warn somebody, you wouldn't tell them the whole conversation. You'd be like, look, there's folks not believing you about this whole ranch thing, so figure it out.
And just kind of leave it together. Right.
Like, that's how I would tell somebody. I wouldn't tell somebody a whole conversation. I'd be like, look, something's going down. You might be in jeopardy. Figure it out.
No one buys it.
Just in case you didn't know.
And, yeah, and on the point of kind of being extra careful with your words and knowing exactly what to say when Allison comes to Hannah about it. Hannah does some gymnastics around the topic where she's like, look, I myself personally have never felt manipulated by you.
Right.
And kind of is very careful to dance around it. Honestly,
it's like a politician, you know?
Yeah.
My brothers say I'm like that too. Like when they ask me something and I don't want to answer, they're like, hey, are you with so-and-so or is so-and-so there? And I'm like, yeah, I like apples. What did you do today?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like,
I don't know. I'm so tired of Allison. I don't know. I almost, you know, some of those situations you want to just put yourself in it to see how you react.
Right.
Because I'm so tired of her that I'd be like, yeah, bitch.
I was surprised. I was kind of surprised that isn't what happened.
Yeah. Like, we know you did the ranch. That's why you're here alone. Mm. Nobody likes you. Like,
I just feel like I think everyone's like commenting on it. Uh-huh. And then when push came to shove, it's kind of like,
yeah.
Well,
they said something.
I mean, they said that it, but me. I mean, I agreed. I didn't stop them. I joined in on the conversation.
Didn't feel manipulated.
But, you know, I'm not part of the red team, so I personally wasn't affected by it. So, you know, do you if it doesn't affect me, you know.
I want Carla to say something. Like, I wish Carla was in that situation.
Shit's got
to
go down between us and Carla. I hope so,
or at least Carla, because out of everybody, Carla tells it like it is. I don't have time to. Yeah, it's about me. I'm gonna do these two challenges. I'm not here to make friends.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna look pretty doing it with her 45 minutes of getting dressed. Like, can't hate on that.
Right. So, but oh god, it made me feel so bad for Chris because he tries to apologize to Hannah, who promptly loses her shit
and breaks her glasses.
Breaks her glasses.
I love it.
Man,
I can't.
That was such an intense moment, and I could feel my ears like flush hot like for Chris.
Yeah, like you're getting like, oh shit.
Right, exactly.
Mom, you could do it
because there's nothing else you could really say at that point.
No, you just kinda have to take it and bend over.
Yeah, just, in so many words, sure.
I'm being good.
Why, you don't want to talk about The Rock now? Or?
Move on. We go.
Wow.
I love when,
since he was brought up,
I'm just saying,
when Chris and Hannah make up and they're hugging and Rich is just like, I don't know why y'all hugging, but I'm glad. He just has no idea what's going on.
He's like,
well, he was training.
Exactly. He was training.
He lost 15 pounds, so kudos to that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. So we get our elimination challenge for the week. Which is, you know, earlier we saw everyone balancing on these kind of half Swiss balls. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And using ropes to balance. It was basically that, except in the water instead of on land.
I wonder why they were... Like, I felt like, okay, once you get the balance of the ball, why continue to hold the rope? Like, as training, mm-hmm. it felt like, okay, you know, yeah, you're on... I don't know.
See what you're saying.
It felt like, okay, now you're on the ball, now you're holding the rope. Great. So let's flip it over and now try to balance without holding rope. So now you're kind of adjusting to all sorts of ways of balance. And I don't know if they did that, like, mm-hmm. and they just didn't air it. But it felt like, okay, like, you know, Chris is talking and holding onto the rope. And, you know, he's kind of getting his balance, which is cool. But they should have, you know, felt like should have added different elements of that. Like
yeah.
preparation training.
Right, but
again,
exactly.
It might have been there, but we just didn't see.
And that's the thing. Yeah, exactly. We've talked about it with a lot of the interviews we've done so far. It's like, we don't know what we're not seeing, you know, right. So we can only go off of so much. But it seemed like this one wasn't really as drawn out as a lot of the other challenges.
Oh, my
challenges
gosh. Richard hopped on that thing. I thought he was going to drop off in like 30 seconds. Like... Dude.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to...
But, you know. But it seemed like, yeah, it didn't really go that long before you know, he loses his balance.
It's all core.
Right.
And
right.
If you don't have a strong core, despite your weight, mm-hmm. because there's plenty of people
absolutely.
Who are tall, short, whatever, who have great cores, mm-hmm. and they have, you know... 50 pounds of fat around it, yeah. but their core is really strong.
And I'm going to tell you, like, some of the easiest is
yeah.
to suck it in.
Yeah.
Like, just think about it, like, sucking it in and yeah. holding it. That's the best way. But...
So, I was kind of disappointed because I thought he was going to, like, ninja it out.
Yeah. I know.
He was all over the place. I'm like, this dude's going down.
Right. And that's the thing,
like
yeah.
the Titanic.
I'm telling you, I was surprised. Like, if he was a football player, he should know to engage your core.
Yeah,
but balancing
but
on water is a whole different beast,
You have
though.
People saying they're football players and they played 1 year in ninth grade.
True.
So, like...
Or they were, like, a red shirt, like, all 4 years.
Right. Like,
and you could have balanced for hours on land, but once you get in water, like, it's
yeah.
a whole different kind of weight dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Channel Jesus.
There's always that.
Bros
you
for Christ.
You could always channel Jesus.
Bros for Christ.
So,
Jesus, help us get The Rock on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus
exactly.
Take the
so, lead. So Richard's out, sadly, but he, you know what? He found his grit. It's like he said a few weeks ago, you know, when he said that he wouldn't be heartbroken if he had to leave. He found his grit.
Did
he? I think so. If you know,
I think he found it more afterwards.
Right. And I think that's probably a lot of what's happening is like you learn the lessons kind of after the fact, you know? But if he lost all that weight, if he lost
15 pounds,
that's a good
50.
Deal.
You said that all that weight.
That's a good deal.
I thought
of
it was 50 though.
No, not 50.
Not 50.
See,
15 is a decent amount of weight. It's a start. It's a start.
It is.
It's
no,
a start.
I'm not taking that away from mm-hmm. him. But it could be editing.
Mm-hmm.
But it just didn't seem like
they definitely didn't give him an edit that he was working his ass off the whole time.
Right.
They made him seem like he was
the funny guy.
The funny fat guy
yeah.
who just kind of like squeezed his way through.
Right.
Mm. That's what they made him out to be, which kind of sucks because
it didn't look like he learned anything. Like
yeah.
he said, you know, he got some grit and he's going to take stuff that Ricky
mm-hmm.
taught him. But it throughout the editing and all this stuff, it seems like he's just going to go back and vlog and you know eat chips,
right?
So you know, like it didn't feel like he learned any lessons. Whereas when Janessa left last week, like you could see that
she
you know she was like they let her have a whole thing, and you know what I'm saying. So I don't know. It just didn't appear. Maybe he did, but on the final end, what we saw,
right?
I didn't see any type of learning.
Right. I wouldn't say not any type of learning, at least a little.
Now you can flip over a twig.
I think they really did a disservice for him.
Sure.
Instead of like, you know, they, like I say, they just made him seem like the lazy funny guy that
yeah.
didn't really do anything. The one that was like, if you were to say, you know, match this quote to the person and it said, I never even wanted to be here, they'd probably all be like rich.
Right.
You know?
Mm.
And he kind of didn't deserve that.
Right.
So it's like when he does accomplish something or if he does say he finds his grit, half of everyone watching is probably like, okay.
Right, yeah. Right.
You found your grit.
Like, yeah, right. Like what? What did he, like, what was his grit? Like, do you even know? Like, you know Allison's...
From that first episode, like, yeah. What everyone was kind of trying right. to get over.
Like, right. You know Allison is, you know, a pathological liar. Mm-hmm. Like, you know that, and who knows she can get over that. Like, you know, you kind of know almost everybody's, you know, issue that they're trying to deal with. But, you know, what was he a procrastinator? Like, I don't know right. what his
yeah,
grit
I don't
is.
Remember.
And what he, and he didn't say, or whatever he said or did say after it was done, he rang out the bell. They didn't air that. So, you know, when he says that, I'm like, you know, is he going to gain back? Because losing 15 pounds and gaining 15 pounds back is very easy to do.
Sure, 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 sure.
So, like, is he going to continue, or is he going to be like, oh, that was a great experience, and then go back to eating, like, Krispy Kreme donuts? Like, right. What's the deal? So.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rich, but.
Ruthless.
Give it a
100. Okay. That's exactly, yeah. You know what?
He said he's going to buy us Krispy Kreme.
Lem brings up a good point. Yeah. Exactly.
Episode is called Shady Grady.
Yeah.
Some game that Shady's playing backfires or something. Okay.
We get, yeah, exactly. Yeah. If y'all saw the kind of the next episode preview, we see a little bit, possibly the makings of an alliance between Burke and Grady.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh.
Which would be so hypocritical.
Right.
So hypocritical.
Right, 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 right.
Hypocrisy at its finest.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's where the whole thing goes to. At the end of the day, you're doing it for you,
right?
Not for the team.
Yeah, right? It ain't like
because he was
season.
Preaching to the choir. He's like, "Yes, team, team. It's your character. It's your this. It's your this." Well, then, what do the cadres get out of it?
Yeah, I'm wondering if the cadres get any type of money.
They have, like, incentive. They do,
but like, how much?
Right. I'm very curious about that. Text Chloe.
But like, I know.
Chloe, I see you, Chloe. You see her, but she's looking fantastic.
Yes, she is.
Traveling all over the world.
Hospitalizing girl, I've always wanted to go.
I'm telling you.
There you go. There you
hanging
go.
Out with Director X, like one of the major like directors in like the hip hop culture. Just, oh, fine. Canada's not finest. I see you. Just but saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because usually a lot of these shows. Well, you know, if they're coupled up or, you know, paired up with someone or it's a celebrity mentor or something, if your person wins, there's some, if you look at a breakdown, incentive. Like the higher you go, the more pay the contestant gets.
Right.
And if you get to the finals, then obviously the contestant and their mentor gets more. But the farther the mentor goes, the more they're paid.
So base plus incentive.
Basically.
Right. There you go. Yeah. There you
well,
go.
I mean, if I were Allison's cadre, I'd be like, I'm out. I can go back to my regular life.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. We'll be talking about that episode next week. We'll be talking about Shady Grady. Lem will be back in this seat. We will have switched positions, yes. Basically.
It was good to have you here, though, Lem.
He'll be back as host. Yvette's voice will be back.
Maybe.
Fingers crossed. Maybe. It'll be fun times. So join us then. Same time, same channel, all that good stuff. Guys, in the meantime, where can they find you?
You can always find me at Sports and Sass with 3 S's on Twitter, 2 S's on Instagram, and I don't know, add a fourth one, see what you find there.
Any number of S's.
If you put a whole bunch of X's, you probably will see what you can find there.
Oh, boy.
Actually, I won't be here next week. I'm going to be in the T-Dot. I'll be in the 416.
There you go.
So I will not be here, but I know you guys will carry on without me. Anywho.
We'll try.
Tear. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. So next week will be the end of my
Man.
And by the way, can we just comment? I really love her hair.
Oh,
absolutely.
I love it like that. It's very sexy.
Absolutely.
My DMs have been blowing up. It's crazy.
I hear that's where it goes down.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Right. I like it.
Where can they find you?
In her
right,
DM.
Right, as he said, at the Poet Saint. You can
and
find
send
him
some DMs, too.
Send him his DMs. Yeah. Exactly.
Preferably in heels, he said.
There you go.
Men. Buff men in heels.
There you go. There you go. Guys, you can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA, as well as the Lucha Underground show in only 1 hour, and then the American Ninja Warrior after show next Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And The Rock, you can find us.
At The Rock.
Just find
The Rock.
Because until next week.
Hashtag inappropriate Rock please. Comments.
Hashtag workout with The Rock.
Later.
With anything on, without Goodbye. Anything on.
Without anything.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.